What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Tomatoito Boxing Show. And this past Saturday, as a lot of people were tuned into Golden Boy and the card that they were doing up in Northern California, down south in LA was the debut of BKFC in California, finally approved by the State Athletic Commission. By the California State Athletic Commission, BKFC makes their debut in California and a successful one out in Los Angeles. Headlined by Mike Perry. Mike Perry facing off against Thiago Alves, a former UFC fighter and a former MMA contender himself. Both Mike Perry and Thiago Alves were under the UFC banner at one point at similar times in their career. End up facing against each other. This is not the first time Thiago Alves had participated in bare knuckle fighting. And he faced off against Mike Perry, and Mike Perry took a matter of a minute to be able to pick Thiago Alves apart. He got caught with a couple punches himself, where he ended up getting cut on his left cheekbone, but he ended up taking the pain and the damage to Thiago Alves, who stops him. Thiago Alves did not want to continue and stumbles as the referee's trying to get him to continue, stumbles against the ropes, and the fight was called off. I think it was a minute. Some say it's about 40 seconds, but let's round it off. It was about a minute long of a showing for the main event. Now, the rest of the card, I mean, you had people who's who showing up there to witness this live event. There was 7,000 plus on hand for BKFC. Not the biggest crowd for BKFC, but it was a great showing for their first debut in the state of California on a random Saturday night. Knucklemania 4 is deemed a success, and BKFC continues to skyrocket in their ascension as one of the top promotions in the world, not just in the US. Multiple things happened. Mike Perry, with his victory over Thiago Alves, is the face, has cemented himself as the face of BKFC. With victories over Luke Rockhold, who was the former middleweight champion UFC, and Strikeforce. I think he even took some of his teeth out during that fight, knocked some of his teeth out. Perry did to Rockhold during their showdown. Victories over Julian Lane. Victory over Eddie Alvarez. People that have jumped in from other art forms to join the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And Mike Perry, with this victory over Thiago Alves, has cemented himself as the face of the BKFC. Hands down. No arguments there. The co-main event had Mick Terrell finding himself successful as he defended, put his heavyweight title on the line against Lorenzo Hunt. Remember, Lorenzo Hunt was starting to get to the place where people were considering him a goat of bare knuckle fighting. Lorenzo Hunt could not be stopped. Lorenzo Hunt, the former cruiserweight champ, the former middleweight champ, destroying everybody in his path, moved up to challenge Mick Terrell, the heavyweight. And it was, he came up short. The fight is most likely going to be run back because of the way that it was stopped. At a minute 48 of the opening round, where these two exchanged some of the biggest punches and just went at each other, Mick Terrell getting the best of Lorenzo Hunt. Mick Terrell drops him with an uppercut. Lorenzo Hunt on the fall breaks the fall with his arm and breaks his arm. as he hit the canvas, with the elbows sticking up and out of his arm facing the ceiling. The unstoppable force of Lorenzo Hunt, who had run through the middleweight division and the cruiserweight division, ran into his match, was outpointed and dropped by Mick Terrell, and suffers an injury as he hit the canvas. Most likely, this fight will be run back, and I can't wait to see it. The BKFC, the reason that I started covering them, is not just the amazing ascension that they're having on the sports world and in mixed martial arts as one of the mixed martial art forms out there, but what it has accomplished cannot go unnoticed. And it is a form of a foundation of boxing. This is bare knuckle fighting, which is to the truest base, a form of boxing, the beginnings of boxing. And there's boxers that are transitioning over to here that are finding a lot of success. We've covered former champion Austin Trout, who stopped Luis Palomino and outboxed him. And on this very card, we had another former champion and former boxer who shared the ring with, you name it, Gabe Rosado and Canelo Alvarez and James Kirkland in his day, to name a few, because he has a lot more notable names in his career. He finds himself amidst a successful debut against Jerome Riggs as he knocks him out, and that is one Alfredo Perro Angulo, who is now a BKFC fighter. We hadn't seen or heard from Alfredo Angulo in a long time. And he is back. He won a bonus knockout of the night with his stoppage over Riggs. He is back in a big way. And Perro Angulo is a force to be reckoned with as a former boxer in BKFC. And those are the reasons why I've been attracted to BKFC, because not just the big names like Eddie Alvarez, when he challenged Mike Perry, Eddie Alvarez and Chad Mendes, Jeremy Stevens, Luke Rockhold, all these former UFC stars that were jumping over, and then we would see some boxers go in there of lesser names. But then when I saw Austin Trout competing, it really got my attention to see how he was going to hold up, being that the critique has been there that the boxers are used to getting punches or receiving punches from padded gloves rather than bare knuckles. And when they receive the punch, not all of them could handle the punch very well. It hadn't transitioned well for boxers, but Austin Trout proved that wrong. And now we have another former champion who was a big name in boxing in his heyday, in Perro Angulo, and he is here, and he is delivering and fighting in a big way, and came away with the knockout and the bonus money in his debut for BKFC. You had Senies Estrada on hand, you had Nate Diaz on hand, and the big announcement that came out that Conor McGregor has now become partners and is in a part owner, I'm not sure if it's majority or minority owner, but he is a partner with the BKFC in ownership. In their very last outing for BKFC, he had announced that he had a partnership in the form of a sponsorship with his beer, with the Forged Stout, and his models and his logos are everywhere. And now he has become an owner of the BKFC. And that influence is going to skyrocket BKFC into new realms that we could only imagine. And it's only going to attract even more fighters. Mark Hunt is already in talks of joining BKFC. And many others. Nate Diaz being on hand. Who knows if he's going to take part of BKFC at some point. The scrappy fighter who loves to muddy the waters in the UFC and his events with his style of boxing. And the Stockton slap that his brother made famous. If he participates in this, this is backyard boxing for him. This is roots for him. Of a sport that he practices and is very good at. Even though he came up short with Jake Paul, that was more of a stamina, more of an exposure type for Nate Diaz being out in that realm. But he himself is going to be competing against Jorge Masvidal come June 1st in a boxing rematch for those two. A rematch dating back to when the BMF belt was announced and came about in the UFC between Masvidal and Nate Diaz. Masvidal walked away as the BMF champ, the inaugural champ, a title that we just saw Max Holloway lift from Justin Gaethje again in a freaking knockout crazy ending within the last 10 seconds where they both stand in the center of the octagon and wailed on each other with Max Holloway catching the best of the chin of Justin Gaethje and knocking him out in crazy fashion at UFC 300. That was BKFC-esque, what Holloway did to Justin Gaethje. And we mentioned Luis Palomino, who was bested by Austin Trout. Palomino was a former opponent and foe of Justin Gaethje years back. With this partnership that Conor McGregor has now announced, signed, the pact with BKFC is only going to attract bigger names. This thing is going to go through the roof this year. And who knows where we'll be with BKFC by December. But viewership, again, they broke another record. They broke viewership from their very last event this past Saturday. And now they have a bona fide star in Mike Perry as the face of BKFC. And you have very good champs through and through across all divisions. And you have names like Austin Trout, who is a champ himself. And you have names like Perro Angulo now joining. And Eddie Alvarez, who will most likely come back and compete in this format again. Sky's the limit. And it was an awesome event. So for those of you that were not watching Golden Boy, more than likely you were tuned in to BKFC and you were jumping out of your seat. Especially during the Angulo Riggs card. Because it was so polemic with Riggs grabbing onto Angulo's hair and rabbit punching him. If that's not rabbit punching, I mean, that was crazy. He's just grabbing onto his braid and punching the crap out of Angulo's face and uppercutting him. And the ref's watching and not doing anything. So I got to do some research myself whether to find out if that's legal in BKFC or not, grabbing onto somebody's hair. And if it is, well, Angulo figured it out, dealt with the pain like he always has, and delivered a knockout blow to pay back Riggs for what he was doing to him earlier in that round. So congrats to BKFC, and I hope, I've covered a few boxing events in my day, in the short time that the podcast has been around. Of course, I want to continue getting into bigger events and more events at that. Not just bigger events, but more events, getting the invite to more events. And of course, if I get a chance to do BKFC, that would be an absolute honor to be calling a fight live from BKFC like we did with Munguia Ryder to open up this year. And like we have before with when Virgil Ortiz fought, who was it? Virgil Ortiz and Maurice Hooker? Was that the fight that I was at in Texas? I can't even remember. I just remember Virgil Ortiz pulling out a victory on that one. And that was insane. I'm going to continue attending these events, and I'm going to continue doing my part to try to get the Tomatoito Boxing Show involved with bigger events. And if we're able to get into the BKFC, that's another threshold, another door that we opened for the podcast and for the show to continue growing. And of course, I owe it all to you guys. As you guys continue to download and let the show grow and help the show grow, the doors are going to continue opening for us. So I thank you guys again. I'll leave you guys with that. And what an exciting, exciting weekend it was. Even though it was somewhat of a mellow one, exciting between BKFC and then for those traditionalists, well, you had boxing, right? In the form of Golden Boy with Ramirez and Bartolome out in NorCal. And in SoCal, you had BKFC debuting for the state of California. So I'll leave you guys with that. Take care of yourselves, and I'll catch you on the very next episode. Take care.